But as you said, different NBA, different style. One of those people whose style does fit in the NBA is Malcolm Brogdon, who came in from Virginia as a rookie, and he was on the bench. He was getting a little bit of minutes, and Matthew Dellavedova goes down, and Brogdon has been elevated to the starting point guard role, and he's really shined. And we talked a little bit about him yesterday on the show, and you, Scotty, got an opportunity to talk to him after the game on Wednesday night.
Scott Engel of the Fantasy Sports Network here with Malcolm Brogdon of the Milwaukee Bucks. Malcolm, you and Greg Monroe again tonight, whipping it back and forth in the fast break. Can you explain why you guys have such a great on-court relationship?
Me and Greg are guys that came from programs, I think college programs that were, based on, IQ, making good decisions, passing. So I think we gel that way, but we also gel off the court. We like each other off the court. We're friends, and I think that carries onto the court.
You've been stepping up for a lot of playing time recently. Another good night for you, 8 assists. Do you feel like there's an opportunity you had to pounce on, especially with the team needing you with Matthew out?
For sure. Deli is our point guard, but when one man goes down, another has to step up. And, regardless of being a rookie, if your team needs you, you got to step into the role and play it to the best of your ability.
This team has the best field goal percentage in the Eastern Conference and best in the league in points in the paint. Do you feel that, that was pretty much the way you guys were going down the stretch in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, I thought we made shots when we needed to. We missed some bunnies tonight, but I thought in the fourth quarter when we needed them to go in, they went in. And, I thought we got to our strength, which was playing in the paint. So,
Teammates speak highly of you. They call you the president because your maturity on the court. How do you react to that?
It's a huge compliment. I try to bring maturity to the game, poise to the game. And, I enjoy playing with them, and I'm glad they enjoy playing with me.
So Brogdon started the last four games, scoring in double figures in all four, averaging 12.5 points, 7.3 assists, 5.8 rebounds. As a starter, he was averaging 7.9, 3.3, and 2.2 in 30 games as a reserve. So he was taking advantage of the opportunity. I thought his first answer was very interesting when I asked him about his relationship with Monroe. He said, "We both come from a high IQ basketball background, on and off the court. We like each other. A lot of the beat reporters have chronicled about how Monroe would help him on the court by calling out certain signals. So, they would know where each other is on the court. Now you've seen Brogdon be elevated to the first unit, but they still spend a lot of time on the court together. This team, this Milwaukee team, that they have good chemistry with a lot of their top players.
The chemistry is absolutely there. That is a big deal for Milwaukee, who's trying to get better in an Eastern Conference where they can, right? Like we said it yesterday, Chris Middleton comes back, and Jabari Parker, and Benny Ricciardi was talking about it, on Target. And you put Middleton back on this team, and Parker, and Brogdon, and Giannis, of course, and Greg Monroe, if they don't trade him, like, this is a team on the rise, I think, in the Eastern Conference.